It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, friend, and welcome again to Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, and today I want to talk to you from Proverbs chapter 3. What a great passage of scripture. I've always been intrigued by the book of Proverbs because it was written by the wisest man who ever lived. I've always felt that a daily dose of Proverbs can only impact my life in a good way to get counsel from Solomon here. And Solomon's encouraging his son about the moral benefits of wisdom. And he gives us here in Proverbs 3, six keys to having a good life. The first key is found in verses 2, the first two verses of Proverbs 3. He says in verse 1, "My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commandments in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you prosperity." You know, friend, the Word of God impacts our life in a great way. It will prolong your life and will give you a peaceful life. The psalmist David put it this way in Psalm 119 in verse 130. He said, "The unfolding of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple." I believe when we study the Word of God, it makes us better at whatever we do. Now, that's not the way the world teaches us to achieve longevity, but they say diet, exercise, all these things, and that's all good. But Solomon here tells us to remember God's word. "Don't forget my teachings. Keep my commandments in your heart." Some commentaries tell us that Solomon's telling his son here to remember his own teachings and honor him as a father. And in Exodus 20, when God was giving the Ten Commandments, remember he said this in Exodus 20, 12, "Honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God has given you." In Ephesians 6, Paul said, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth." Now, the second key that Solomon teaches his son here in Proverbs 3 is the key to popularity. See, the world will tell you today, if you want to be popular, you've got to look good, you got to go along with the crowd, you got to be smart or athletic. But the Bible teaches us something different. In verse 3, it said, "Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck and write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man." So the wise man Solomon tells us that God can bring popularity in our life. In other words, we will have favor with people by God's love and faithfulness being around our neck. I believe people are drawn to real love, not the kind of love that says "I love you because of," but the unconditional love that God gives us as believers. The King James translated this verse saying, "Truth and mercy." See, no one wants to be around a liar or a hateful person. They want to be around someone faithful, truthful, loving, and merciful. The third key that Solomon gives us is found in verses 5 and 6, and this is probably the most familiar verses in the book of Proverbs. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight." Now, you know, one of my favorite paraphrases of the Bible is the one called The Message by Peterson. Let me just share with you how Peterson translated these verses. "Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, wherever you go. He's the one who will keep you on track." So Solomon is teaching us here that the key to being successful in our life is to trust in the Lord, to not depend on our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge God, and God is going to make our path straight, keep us on track. You want to be successful? you have to trust in God. He will direct your paths. He will keep you on track and make all that you do prosper. Notice from these verses, there are several things you must do if you want God's direction and guidance. Number one, you have to trust Him with all your heart. Secondly, you can't depend on your own thinking or understanding. Thirdly, he says, finally, you have to acknowledge God in all your ways. And I believe this is speaking of our conduct. We have to live out the life that God gives us to live. We have to be obedient to His word and a good example to this world. And then what does it say? He'll make your paths straight. How many times, friend, do we make major decisions without ever taking the time to pray? We don't involve the Lord in our decision making. That's not wise. The fourth key that Solomon gives us is found in verses 7 and 8, and that is the key to good health. Listen to this in verse 7. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Solomon gives us the key to enjoying good health in our life. It's do not be arrogant. That's what he means when he says, don't be wise in your own eyes. Then fear the Lord and depart from evil. Don't underestimate the harmful effects of anxiety and stress in our life. You know, sometimes doctors actually suggest that even 50% of our illnesses may be psychosomatic. Our body's immune system is weakened by anxiety and stress. Guilt is a major cause today of a lot of health conditions that weigh heavily on our body. In Psalm 32, David speaks about his own sin. Listen to what he said. Blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord does not count against him, and in whose spirit is no deceit. And then David speaks about his own sin. He says, when I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long, for day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. You see, there's a physical cost to sin. The effects of drunkenness can bring about cirrhosis of the liver. The effects of fornication can bring STDs into your body. Yet if we truly fear the Lord, we depart from evil, what's going to happen? Then God is going to bring health to our body and nourishment to our bones. The Christian life, friend, can spare you a lot of anxiety, a lot of stress, and yes, even many diseases. Developing the fear of the Lord should be a part of our wellness program. And then you know what the fifth key is? The fifth key is found in verse 9, and it says, honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. Now, what is this principle? It's the key to prosperity. And that is, give your best to the Lord. See, the Bible teaches us that where our treasure is, there also is our heart. All we have to do is to review the checks that we write, and we'll see what's really important in our life and what it is that we love. If you're not honoring God with your wealth, then something's wrong. And eventually, you will pay a high price for that. You know, I quit passing a collection plate at my church over 30 years ago, and God doubled my finances when I did that. I trust in Him to provide, and He takes care of everything we ever need. But you know what? We honor Him with the first fruits of our income. Even with our church income, we tithe into missions and give to the missions around the world, and God uses that, and He blesses us. And every time I do, I always see God bless me. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 6, it says, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. You see, friend, God will bring prosperity to us and bless us as we honor Him first and give to Him first. See, the key to accepting the Lord's discipline is found in verse 11 and verse 12. Here it is. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline, and do not resent His rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those He loves as the Father the Son He delights in. You know, this is a painful thing. It's not easy to receive discipline in our life. And God disciplines us as His children. We see this all throughout the pages of Scripture. And whatever persecution or hardship that God allows, it comes for a reason, and it comes for a purpose. Do we appreciate the positive role of discipline in our lives? Can you imagine how blessed our lives could be if we just implement these six keys for a good life, perhaps to encourage us to heed the wisdom of Solomon? We see in Solomon's praise of wisdom. In verse 13, he says, it provides true happiness for those with wisdom and understanding. In Proverbs 3:14, he says, it profits one more than silver or gold. In verse 15, he says, wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing we desire can compare with her. In verse 16, it tells us that wisdom will lengthen our days with riches and honor. And then in verse 17, it'll make our paths full of pleasantness and peace. In verse 18, it says, it'll be a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happiness for those who retain her. Here in Proverbs chapter 3, Solomon is giving fatherly counsel for godly living. He's speaking to his son, and he's speaking to us. He gives us these six keys to encounter and experience a good life. The chapter does not begin to exhaust the wisdom that God offers. God offers us wisdom through His Word that can make our life truly be a blessing, not only to us, but to everyone around us. He tells us that we do not need to be afraid of sudden terror from the wicked, that the Lord will be our confidence and He will keep us from harm. You know, friend, I believe all of us want to experience a good life. We want to experience the best that God has for us. Well, in order to do that, we need to implement these six keys that Solomon gives us for a good life. First, the key to a long and peaceful life. He tells us to not neglect or forget His teaching and to keep His commands in our heart. It'll prolong our life many years and bring us prosperity. So the key to a long and peaceful life is to be in the Word of God, to study God's Word and take it into our hearts. And then he says the key to having favor with men and favor with God is to let love and faithfulness never leave us. Bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. He has scattered abroad His gifts to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. My friend, I believe God has a plan for your life. I believe God has something special for you to do. He created you. He gifted you and made you unique. And He has a plan for your life. Thank you for joining me today on Fresh Oil. Each weekday at the same time, walk in grace, friend. God loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does. Stop by our website at weneedgod.com and drop me a line today. Let me know you're listening.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional. He makes His mercies new every morning.